that's what I told the players. It was good to get the win. There were a lot of positives. I felt the energy was good. I thought situationally in a lot of areas we did some good things. We're still high in the penalty count with 10. Substitutionally, that was a mess in the second half and part of it in the first half. We'll get that squared away, and we need to because it costs us timeouts and just keep showing up too often. But on the positive, though, I like the energy. I thought that we came out with pretty good focus, and look, we'll get to the tape and make the corrections. Any questions?
Do you particularly like what you saw from the first team offense and those two scoring drives?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good to see Drew, you know, back on the field, and he seemed to get in a pretty good rhythm. I thought what was real important in those drives, especially the first one, were the third down conversions, because I think we had to convert two or three to keep the drive going. One of them a long yardage situation. I know Marcus made a good play on our sideline. So, look, that's encouraging. And I thought during the course of the week, he specifically, Drew, would look real sharp. And continued over in the game.
Was that the plan for Drew three drives, or did his play accelerate?
No, there was more. It wasn't drive oriented. It was going to be play oriented. You know, there's a handful of players that were playing their first game tonight, and so we were going to be somewhere between 15 and 20 plays. That existed for five or six players.
Did you see enough out of Drew to hold him out from the final preseason?
Well, listen, normally we've done both. I mean, I don't know that there is a normal. We've played them for a series. We'll be smart, especially with the, you know, a short week. I think the key is just getting the reps during the course of the week in practice, and he's experienced enough to understand the difference between practice and game speed. But I thought during the course of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, I thought the ball was coming off of his hand really sharp, accurate, and I think the same thing existed tonight. So, you know, how much or if he plays, we'll kind of sit down and kind of go through that.
Well, your thoughts on Jarrett Bird tonight, how he played fast as far as
the he's got really good instincts, and he has good speed. And so when you put a first step with that, you know, he finds himself around the play a lot. And I thought, you know, it's a little bit harder if you're not watching specifically. So when we watch the tape tomorrow, we'll have a chance to grade out a lot of these players. I wanted to see him catch a punt. You know, the plan was just to fair catch it, but nonetheless field it because it's something that he's able to do. But overall, it was good to get him playing time.
What did you think defensively overall, Sean, when you first got
offensively or defensively?
Defensively. You got three out of four stops.
Yeah, I think we did a lot of good things. Situationally, you know, we had some penalties that hurt us. And then, like I said, the biggest disappointment for me is just the substitution. 10 guys on the field, 12 guys on the field, you know, stuff like that that'll end up costing you in a bigger game. Yeah, that was encouraging. We had some real good plays on the ball. And I thought a lot of that comes with the energy and passion. I thought we got a little bit of pressure there as the game went on, and I thought we were able to, even in the first half, get into some rush lanes and make it difficult for the quarterback. Especially there were some third down throws that he was high and wide with that I think we did a real good job of at least getting someone in his face.
Chuck, you emphasized back at the start of camp, running the ball better, defending the ball on the run. Would you say that you're moving the right direction after 3 weeks?
Well, listen, it's a point of emphasis, and, you know, I've just finished saying we're not a finished product right now, and yet that's something that is encouraging. I think tonight, you know, we wanted to be balanced. We wanted to be able to go in and have success running the football, and I thought we defended it pretty well. And I don't know that we got a lot of run opportunities defensively as much in the first half, but you can only defend what you see. So that'll be something we keep working on going into next week.
Is Kenny Stills' situation similar to the quad that he had in Japan?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll just see where it's at. But I think to answer your question, it I don't know to what degree.
First time my secondary's been out there together as a unit. First impression was it pretty good?
I thought, yeah, overall. We'll look at the tape, but I think, listen, I don't like a guy running through our defense free on a busted coverage. And so we've got to get that ironed out. But overall, I was pleased.